You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Questions are all around us.
Learn.
Why is liquid cold?
Learn.
What is maths?
Learn.
Why does this, hurt?
Learn.
What is the Enlightenment?
I don't know.
And now, thanks to the University of Auckland, it's time to ready, steady, learn.
That's right, it's time for Ready, Steady, Learn, thanks to Waipapa Taumātoro, the University of Auckland. We're very lucky to be joined in the studio by Dr. Preeti Cowan. Kia ora, how are you?
I'm good, thank you. Thanks for having me.
Thank you so much for joining us. We've got some exciting research to talk about today. Space-related, sort of discovering asteroids and comets,
yep,
is that right?
Yep.
Yeah, tell us a little bit about your academic background and the research that you've been doing.
So my academic background is actually in computer science,
Okay.
But there are 15 years between my master's and my PhD. So I lived a lot of life in those 15 years, and then at some point I always think of it as my midlife crisis, because who else comes to that point and goes, oh yeah, I'm going to do a PhD now, because that would be an amazing idea. So I did, and so my PhD was about... was about using AI to find asteroids in our very, very rich data set that we have here in New Zealand. And I'm sort of continuing on that work now. So it's basically using, so this is looking at images of the sky and to see if we can find these little fuzzy dots moving through them with AI, which is, yeah.
So why does New Zealand have a rich data set? Is this like images of the sky?
Yeah, so there's a survey that's been going on at Mount John for like the last 20 years at least. So it's and it's been surveying literally the it's known as the zone of avoidance, mm-hmm. because it's in the galactic plane, which is the Milky Way that we kind of see in the sky, and it's the like the densest star field ever. And so we've been using that data to look at microlensing events. Microlensing always sounds a little bit like magic to me, because it's, you know, it's like, this is Einstein stuff, right? This is, you know, the light bending around the gravity. So this is what they look for, which is amazing. But asteroids are in everything because they're close to us. If you take an image of the sky, there's probably an asteroid in it. So I've been using that microlensing data to actually try and find the asteroids in it, which is fantastic, because who looks at the same part of the sky for 20 years?
Mm.
We do.
Yeah, right. So I'm guessing the main reason for sort of implementing and introducing AI into the process is speed and accuracy, or
it's not. It's purely because there are so many images that no one can look through them in one lifetime.
Right.
Okay. If I had a group of 10 people, we'd probably still be passing this on to our children to look at. There is a lot of data. It takes a really long time to kind of find anything in it, you know. So, and it's like with everything else, it's possible to miss something. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I might not see it, but somebody else might see it. And we want to avoid that kind of situation. And it seems like the perfect job for AI, right? You give it a whole lot of stuff and it cuts out all the crap and it leaves you with the bit that you should look at.
Mm. So once you've located the asteroids, what's the interest in that? Like, why is it important?
I know, it's a weird one, isn't it? Like, there's stars and nebulae and galaxies and great, why did you have to find this little tiny thing? I tend to think of this like a jigsaw puzzle, you know? Mm. So an asteroid is as much a part of that jigsaw puzzle as anything else. And it's like that really, like, annoying edge piece that you haven't found yet and you're looking for it the whole time. And you find it and you put it in and everything kind of slots into place. Mm-hmm. So that's the kind of where asteroids come in, because... They're born from the same material that gave us the sun and the planets, right? Mm-hmm. But they didn't form the sun, obviously, or the planets, again, obviously. But they're still composed of the same things that were there from which the sun was born. So if we kind of look at that, we'll know what makes that up, what made up that cloud that the sun was born from and all our planets.
Interesting. And so what's sort of the next steps for this research for you?
It's ongoing.
Yeah.
So there's other telescopes coming online as well. So part of my research, I also work with a telescope in Hawaii, which is absolutely amazing quality of the images.
Mm.
So this telescope is looking for things much further out. It's the further they get, the harder they are to see They don't emit light, so they're quite faint. So with this telescope, we're looking for things quite far away, so like past Neptune, or like between Saturn and Neptune. So that kind of space that I'm looking through. And the other one is it's only just starting to come online. It's the Vera Rubin Observatory in Chile.
I've heard about this.
amazing yeah. telescope. Amazing.
They've discovered so much in such a short amount of time.
And that discovery was literally like days. So they said, hey, listen, we know this telescope is amazing.
Yeah.
Let's see what it can do if we just point it at one area for a few days and let's see what we can find. Mm. I mean, they put out an image. I mean, yes, the asteroids, obviously, I was very excited to see that because it's really exciting. But the other exciting thing was they had this image of with a lot of galaxies in it, right? Mm. And it was the most amazing thing about that image was that most of the galaxies in that picture we have never seen before. They don't have names. We haven't charted them. We haven't studied them. So it's super exciting because it's – and the other thing is that was only 2% of the entire field of view of the telescope.
Whoa.
So
– whoa, oh and God. You've seen galaxies that we don't even know about. I mean –
There's so much space out there, isn't
there? There's so much space, yeah.
I mean, even though you research it and work with it, does it still blow your mind?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, all the time. I mean, listen, it's again, I don't look at galaxies, right? I just look at dots moving in the sky. But it's always super exciting to see, like, this little fuzzy blob that's kind of rolling through an image that you're looking at. It's awesome. I love it. It's really great.
That's so cool. Yeah. Thank you so much for joining us, Dr. Preeti Cowan. It's been so interesting to learn a little bit more about your fascinating research. And thank you to the University of Auckland for bringing us Ready, Steady, Learn.
Thank you.
That was Ready, Steady, Learn, thanks to the University of Auckland, the best university.